Right now, we are going to go to the phones, and we're going to talk to a television star. I'm not kidding. Kim, are you there?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, pal. What's the word? How you been?
Well, I just was missing you. I was having withdrawal symptoms.
It's been a year.
It has been a year.
So,
oh, goodness.
So let's bring everybody up to speed. I'm talking to Kim Wagner, and she was one of the contestants in the big national television show, the reality show, The Mansion. So, so how's the last year been for you and your family?
Oh, it's been wonderful. I went ahead and opened my own business.
Great.
And not doing home remodeling, though.
That's a good thing, Kim. That's a good thing.
Honey, I'm doing what I always love doing, which I'm doing specialized wheelchairs and van lifts.
Oh, great.
For handicapped people. So I love it when people cry because they're so happy to see me.
Oh, isn't that a wonderful feeling?
Oh, my God, it just moves me. So
yeah.
I get to do what I like to do and work with the kind of people I like and actually do it when I want to do it on my own hours.
That's exactly right. Well, here's the question that I know that I have, and I'll bet you a lot of other people have who remember this whole thing we went through together, you and I and the rest of the contestants last year. So have you heard from anybody from the show, and what is Dan doing with the house? I actually drove up there about 3-4 months ago, and it looked like a ghost town. Do you know anything that's been going on?
Yeah, he's selling it.
Okay, I knew that would happen. Yeah.
Yeah, we all knew that.
But it's not. But it's not sold yet, or do you know if it's sold?
No, it's. I think it's listed for like $735 or something.
Okay.
I keep contact with Amanda all the time.
Okay.
I email back and forth to her probably at least twice a month.
All right.
And actually, Dan, I talk with Dan still. And I've emailed Michelle, but I haven't heard from her. But the rest of them, no, I haven't heard.
Neither me. I have. Well, some of them you don't want to hear from.
I made sure I didn't give them the right.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure that's not bothering you for a second.
Some of it was just way too scary. We try to block it out.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, it's really great hearing from you.
I do have a house question.
Okay, yeah, quick question, because I've got an interview coming up here that you're not going to want to miss. A Kevin Laum is on the phone here waiting to get on the air. So what's your quick question?
Okay, the house I'm in was built in 1827.
Okay, I've been there, I know.
Yeah, we redid one room, and now, 2 years later again, the wall in that room, the plaster in that room, is starting to crack again. Is that normal, or do I have a...
Is it true? Well, no, is it true plaster, or is it drywall?
It's plaster.
Okay, plaster. Okay. Underneath that part of the house, is it a...
A rock foundation.
It's not a full basement at all. It's just like a crawl space?
Correct.
Okay, what could have happened out there this past year, we had a really dry summer.
Uh-huh.
I mean, very dry. And where you live in that part of southeastern Indiana, you can have some expansive clay soils. And that soil could have dried out enough that it actually dropped a little bit. So it is common for that to happen if you don't keep the soil moist.
Okay.
So what you might want to start doing...
You're telling me to water my house.
That's exactly right. And you can do that because you've got the pond right there.
Water my house.
No. Water the soil around the outside of the house. I actually have a little video segment to show you how you can drill some holes in the soil outside around your house, fill those holes up with pea gravel.
Okay.
Like it's almost like a vertical tube,
uh-huh.
And then you just run a sprinkler, and what happens, the water goes deep into the soil right down through that pea gravel.
Okay.
So, and if you do that, it keeps that soil down at the bottom rock level nice and just damp, not ultra wet, and then it doesn't move. It doesn't go up or down.
Okay.
So to answer your question, it is normal if you don't keep the soil moist.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Well, keep in touch, Kim. It's great to hear from you.
Great to hear from you.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.